to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. I'm Congressman Ron Paul, a congressman from Texas. I am the defender of the Constitution. I'm the champion of liberty. This shows the roadmap to peace and prosperity.
I'm Rick Santorum, and we have a lot of troubles around the world. As you see, the Middle East in flames, and what's going on in this country with gas prices and the economy. And I'm here to talk about a positive solution to the problems that confront this country that include everybody from the bottom up.
I'm Mitt Romney, and there was a time in this country when you knew that if you worked hard and went to school and if you learned the values of America in your home, that you could count on having a secure future and a prosperous life. That was an American promise, and it's been broken by this president. I want to restore America's promise.
I'm Newt Gingrich, and I've developed a program for American energy so no future president will ever bow to a Saudi king again, and so every American can look forward to $2.50 a gallon gasoline.
There are all four of the candidates introducing themselves at this past week's debate in Arizona. The GOP race number one this week on the countdown. Doug Steffen here. Welcome into our overview, an hour of the hot hits in talk radio for the week ending Friday, February the 24th. Let's run down the top 10 hits in talk radio. Talkers Magazine has done the work monitoring talk radio programs and hosts all across the country. Sports talk radio, the NBA, and the beginning of the lineups at the Florida camps and Arizona camps as baseball is in the wind. The aftermath of the death of Whitney Houston's number 9. Number 8, that Stolen Valor Act conversation. The bailout of the country of Greece, number 7. Number 6, the president's work on corporate tax reform. Violence in Syria is number 5. Afghanistan's number 4. The price you're paying for gas is number 3. Iran going after nuclear ambitions, number 2. And the GOP debate, number 1. Here's host Dave Beiser with CBS political analyst Dottie Lynch about the candidates and the debate this week.
What do we take away from that debate?
The Republicans seem to have forgotten that the 11th commandment, do not attack another Republican. They went at each other, especially, I think, Santorum got a lot of attacks, both from Romney and Ron Paul, who actually called him a fake.
Yeah, that's true. And but, of course, that's because of the fact that Rick Santorum has moved up in the rankings, if you will. He's sort of out there now as the guy they need to attack.
That's right. When you get to be the front runner or tied with the front runner, you also get all the things that go along with it. So he got a lot of attacks on earmarks and being part of the federal government and what's wrong with Washington. He even got attacked on backing Arlen Specter in the 2004 Republican primary. So he got a lot of them, although he gave them back and really attacked Romney very hard on what they call Romney Care in Massachusetts, which he says was a model for Obamacare in Washington, so he went at it pretty hard himself.
Yeah, I mean, he gave a zinger there about Romney heading the Olympics.
there was no issue that they couldn't go after each other, although Newt Gingrich claimed that he was a cheerful person, so that was one of those moments of self-revelation.
Yeah, then there's Ron Paul, who was sort of, you know, pushed to the sidelines here, and he was able to get a couple of points in here and there, but, I mean, I get the feeling that he's sort of a sideshow right now.
Yeah, I think Paul is one of those candidates that you now kind of know. He described himself as consistent, and he tried to push some of his main issues, especially the size of the federal government, but also an anti-war stance that he feels is pretty popular with a lot of those young voters, and to keep on getting his share of delegates, but not really going for the big win in any place.
Johnny, are we any closer to determining the question of who's the true conservative here?
Well, that Romney tried to explain again why he called himself a severe conservative, and last night he tried to show those conservative credentials. But, you know, some voters, a lot of conservative voters, still have doubts about Romney there and doubts about Gingrich. But Santorum's credentials seem to be pretty well known, although if you think big government is not conservative, then you don't count Rick Santorum in on that score.
And as we mentioned, this was the 20th debate of the election season. Any concern about voter fatigue at this stage?
Well, there is some. There are some polls that show that Republican voters, about half of them were, so they were enthusiastic about following the race. That's down to about 40. But looks like, at least right now, no more debates on the calendar, certainly none before Super Tuesday. So the whole debate-o-rama phase may be over.
Next up, we'll hear from a couple of the candidates themselves on the countdown.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her. While she sleeps. No, don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she's gonna love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hey, it's freezing back here.
Oh, yeah, close the window.
Yeah, no.
Why?
Sorry.
Oh, girl, what you need is Digestive Advantage Gas Defense.
It's a supplement.
Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its dual-action formula acts quickly to stop gas before it starts when taken with a meal.
I take it every day.
It's good for you.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
Road trip, and we won't need a convertible.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Irritated, itchy skin? Winter means it's time for Gold Bond Anti-Itch Lotion. Dry, cracked skin? Get the quick fix. Chapped winter skin? Get the lasting fix. Gold Bond Anti-Itch Lotion with two proven itch fighters for relief that's fast and healing moisturizers for relief that lasts. Feel it working. Got a patchy skin itch or an eczema itch? Look for the healing seal. Gold Bond Medicated Anti-Itch Lotion. This winter, it's the quick fix for almost every itch. Find it in the first aid aisle. Use as directed.
Grandpa!
Hey, there he is.
What appearance. Sit down on the porch with me.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
The top 10 radio topics, what we overview here on the countdown at this end of the week, and the race for the GOP nomination number one. Here's talk host Frank Beckman with Mitt Romney. They talk about what he thought about the debate.
Listen, everybody says you won the debate last night. That seems to be the consensus. What points were most important for you ahead of these two primaries on Tuesday in Arizona and here in Michigan?
Well, I think it was a particularly bad night for Rick Santorum, because he spent most of the night trying to explain why he had voted for things he disagreed with that were against his principles, why he supported Arlen Specter against his principles, why he voted for Title IX, which, by the way, is the biggest funder of Planned Parenthood, which he said was against his principles, why he voted for No Child Left Behind, which he said was against his principles. He said, you know, you have to take one for the team. You know, my team is the American people. His team is Washington Insiders, and I think it was a particularly bad night for him. In that regard, for me, it was a chance to talk about what it takes to create jobs again. My priority is creating jobs in this country, and I have the experience to get that job done.
All right. Now, Ron Paul seemed to be joining you in the Santorum criticism, and there are people this morning that are suggesting that you and he are sort of tag-teaming the way that Gingrich and Santorum did earlier against you. Is that going on, and is Ron Paul a potential running mate for you?
Well, I can assure you that no one coordinates with Ron Paul. He's his own man, and he does exactly what he thinks is the right thing for his candidacy. He makes good points. Obviously, Rick Santorum is now in the spotlight. And the fact that he has been a big spender and voted to raise the debt ceiling five times without compensating cuts in spending, that's a pretty obvious observation. We're making that as our other people. And let me tell you, all the people on the stage, as well as a number of other people, could be leaders in our party on a presidential ticket, so I don't rule anybody out. I've said this before. I'd rather have Ron Paul and, frankly, anyone else who's run for president on our ticket this year be president than President Obama.
All right, listen, you got another endorsement today here in Michigan. Yesterday, the Detroit News. Today, the Free Press suggested that you are unsteady, no longer level-headed, and that you're moving toward economic and social radicalism, and yet they endorsed you. Congratulations, I think.
Yeah, that was kind of an unusual editorial, but, you know, they're a little more liberal than I, and I think their philosophy has been proven not to be terribly effective, and hopefully we'll spend some more time together. I'll see if I can't bring them over to my way of thinking.
All right, well, you got some time yet. Yeah, you pointed out Rick Santorum endorsing you in 08, where he said you're a conservative and you live it and it's in your heart, and this whole idea of is Mitt Romney a conservative, do you feel like you're still answering that, or give me your take on how this has continued to be an issue.
You know, it's kind of a strange, inquiry because, you recall I ran for office 4 years ago and I was seen as the conservative alternative to John McCain. That's one of the reasons I did well in Michigan and other states. And I haven't changed any position since 4 years ago. I'm in exactly the same spot today as I was 4 years ago. And yet my opposition does their very best, obviously, to bring me down a peg or two and to lift themselves. That's the nature of the political process. And so they've tried to put that into the bloodstream. But frankly, my record is as a very solid Republican governor. I lowered taxes 19 times, balanced the budget every year, made sure that our schools were ranked number one in the nation, got our state police to enforce illegal immigration laws, made English immersion the rule in our Massachusetts schools. Look, I'm a good, solid conservative.
Falco's Mark Davis here with Rick Santorum about his performance at the debate and how many are saying that he was the loser.
Everybody's all hyped up about how you were on the defensive. Well, this happens when you become a front runner. You had to expect that you'd get some No Child Left Behind, that you'd get some earmarked talk. How do you think it went?
Well, you know, I felt good about it. I mean, you know, look, I'm someone who, and this is probably not the best thing for debate, but you know, there were some votes that I cast that I looked at and said, you know, they were mistakes. And unlike other people in this debate. And I admit when I make my mistakes, and I'm actually contrite for them. And I showed that, and the media saying, oh, you know, wow, he was just offensive. No, I was telling people the truth. I was telling people where I am and you know, that mistakes were made. I made mistakes. And I think that's what people are looking for. They're looking for someone who's going to be honest with them, not someone who glosses over, in fact, misrepresents their record. I mean, for Governor Romney to be out there attacking me on some of these votes, I mean, it's absurd. I mean, we just found out today, an article this morning, that Governor Romney in 2006 approved a tax-exempt financing for an abortion clinic in Massachusetts. This was after his pro-life conversion. I mean, this is the kind of hypocrisy that you see from the Romney camp. I mean, attacking me, you know, for the splinter while he's got a plank in his own eye. And that's, you know, again, I probably should have been a little bit more confrontational with him on that. But, you know, I always felt when you make a mistake, you own up to it. And that's what I did. And, you know, the media, I guess the media was looking for a little bit more fireworks.
Well, they got some fireworks to be sure. But you know what? Listen, I am not conspiratorial. But how did one get into the debate last night, and how did 80% of them wind up in there with Romney buttons, or at least it sounded that way?
It was pretty amazing. Now, you know, look, I mean, we had this report from early on that Romney had, you know, gone out and purchased all these tickets and gave them to folks in Mesa, and, I certainly felt like I was at a Romney pep rally at that debate last night.
I mean, it was. I mean, he had some thoroughly decent moments. I'm glad to give him his share. And Newt got to just flat kick back and relax now that he's no longer in the top two. It was wild to see how comfortable and affable he was. And if people want to talk about you being quote unquote on the defensive, okay. But why didn't they talk about Mitt being on the defensive when you talked to him about all the earmarks that he wanted when he was doing the Olympics and when he was governor of Massachusetts?
Well, that and, you know, the whole issue of Romney. The whole issue of where he's completely incapable. I mean, to go out and say I'll repeal Romneycare, Obamacare, when all of his supporters down in Florida, when he was down there, were saying that he's going to advocate for Romneycare in state by state across the country. So yeah, I mean, it's the point that is missing here is he hasn't changed his stripes.
Up next, Iran and their actions and what that's costing you at the pump on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro EM1, the raw probiotic.
BePrepared.com is making deals because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. Stay tuned for a free offer from BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. Now the sale items. Right now through February 29th, save 15% on canned bacon, 28% on a Working with Wheat combo, 28% on a one-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated food, and more, all at BePrepared.com. Plus, order $75 or more and get a free $25 gift card by using promo code Genesis35 at checkout at BePrepared.com. Limit one per customer. This sale ends February 29th. Call 800-222-9596 and experience exceptional customer service and our low-price guarantee. That's 800-222-9596. Hurry. Sale ends February 29th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Counting down what America is talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Number two this week on the countdown, what the Iranians are trying to do with nuclear armament and what that's doing to the cost of gasoline. Here's Jim Scott engaging once again Colonel Dean Smittle about the possibility the U.S. will engage in military actions against Iran.
The headline of your email says, if Iranian sanctions fail, U.S. officials believe military action is likely. Well, who you got some contacts there?
Well, I have some contacts in the Pentagon and around that area. Still have some of my old buddies in there. But what's happened, apparently the Obama administration, the key officials in the Pentagon and the State Department are pretty much convinced that sanctions against Iran are going to fail, and the final option, military action against that country, is going to have to be done either by Israel or us.
Now, the president's made his position pretty clear, and in private also, don't you think?
That's right. And then that, please, sanctions are doomed to fail, and that the principal use now is to delay Israel's military action, as well as reassure our European allies an attack will only occur after all other measures have been exhausted, Jim.
I can't imagine before the election that the president would want to do anything in the way of a military attack against Israel.
I know my sources say that'll probably happen after the election if it comes down to that. But whether the U.S. government approves such an Iranian attack, Pentagon, the sources, and the State Department say, hey, looks like it's going to go that direction. They're increasingly convinced that an attack against Iran is going to happen. Of course, Iran, they've ramped up their threats again with the president, Ahmadinejad, and the supreme leader, Ayatollah.
Now, Israel is not going to ask permission from the United States.
Oh, no. But we've talked to those guys. Say, hey, look, just hold off for a while. Let's see if these sanctions work. We've clamped down on Iran's banking system and all that sort of thing, and they've threatened, well, they have cut off Britain and France oil supply,
right.
And I think Saudi Arabia will step up the plate and increase their output to offset that particular sanction by Iran against Britain and France.
And then over to number three, the cost you're paying for gasoline. Here's host Barry Armstrong with the Boston Globe business editor Shirley Long about the record high prices at the pump everywhere.
I don't know anybody who's not concerned about gasoline prices. What has me particularly concerned is this is the time of year when gasoline prices are usually cheap. How unusual is this?
You know, in this economy, nothing surprises me anymore. You know, gas prices are about 40 cents more a gallon than a year ago. And, you know, they, in some parts of the country, they might be headed towards $5 a gallon. You're already starting to see $4 a gallon in other parts of the country. I gassed up over the weekend in Connecticut. It was $3.99 a gallon already.
Wow. $3.99 a gallon. To what can we attribute this to, Shirley?
Well, it's the instability in Iran. There's a lot of concern of what might happen to Iran and its effect on our oil supplies, the global oil supplies. People are just very nervous right now, and that's what happens to the oil markets. When there's any worry, concern, it drives up the price of oil.
June's worried that she's going to have to ride her bike down to the Cape this summer. And I am hearing rumors that we're going to see $5 a gallon gasoline by Memorial Day. Have you read similar reports?
I have. You know what, Barry, what's really interesting about gas prices and its effect on the consumer, if you really think about it, it's more of a psychological impact. I mean, think about it. Let's say you have you're filling up your tank 20 gallons, right?
Yeah.
And cost of gas is 10 cents more per gallon. We're talking about $2 more. That's like a price of a latte, or not even latte, a large coffee at Starbucks. But yet that $2 really affects people's pocketbook in a way they view their pocketbooks. They start to pull back. They start to worry. They start to use public transportation. So that's what's really fascinating about the rising gas prices, the impact on consumers.
What do you think it would do to the Massachusetts economy? What impact does it have? I know it's a national problem, but I wonder how our economy might be uniquely impacted by high gas prices.
I mean, there really is a unique impact. I mean, all companies, transportation companies in particular, will feel the effects of higher than expected gas prices.
800-510-8255. Your calls and the rest of the countdown coming up. So stick around for more of this week's Talk Radio Countdown.
There's no business like show business, so goes the old saying, and Hollywood understands just how true that is. In fact, these days you'd be hard-pressed to find a media company that doesn't have its hand in various proverbial cookie jars, those being television, film, and music. To that point, it comes as no surprise that 7 Arts Entertainment Incorporated has acquired Big Jake Music, a New York-based indie music label that's focused on established and cutting-edge music artists. For the independent motion picture production and distribution company, the addition was highly strategic, according to Peter Hoffman, CEO of 7 Arts Entertainment. With the explosion of cable networks, digital distribution for music, movie, and television content, and the existence of countless niches, it would seem that entertainment companies would be remiss if they didn't take advantage of this potentially lucrative revenue stream. For more information, visit www.7artspictures.com and www.bigjakemusic.com.
History relegates lynchings to an era of civil rights injustices, when racial intolerance spawned crimes so hateful and politically charged that it divided a nation. Investigation Discovery's new special, The Injustice Files, At the End of a Rope, looks at 4 mysterious hanging deaths that authorities have closed as suicides. But it examines whether those tragedies are the result of men taking their own lives or unthinkable acts of terror. Filmmaker Keith Beauchamp.
The Injustice Files investigates the circumstances surrounding each of these 4 hangings, including analysis on the available evidence, interviews with officials who led the original investigations, and testimony from families that believe these cases are shrouded in mystery. It shares the stories of families stricken by agony as they question if their loved one's death was an unthinkable hate crime, not simply suicide.
The Injustice Files, At the End of a Rope, premieres Tuesday, February 21st at 8 p.m. Eastern on
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
These are strange days indeed, from economic turmoil to weather-related events, and yes, even power outages. Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Let me tell you why I use WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com provides the most affordable and complete ready-made meals for emergency preparedness and outdoor use. Their entrees like pasta Alfredo, savory stroganoff, and apple cinnamon cereal carry a 25-year shelf life and are prepared in minutes simply by adding water. They even provide great-tasting a la carte items like freeze-dried fruits, vegetables and desserts to ensure that you have more nutrition and energy when you need it most. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample and see for yourself why they are the best in the business. For a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 1-855-FOODWISE and be sure to mention the promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Be wise and be ready with WiseFoodStorage.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborist, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and 3-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Yes, it's talk and our overview of the charts for the week of February 20th to the 24th. The hot hits in talk radio. You choose to discuss what you are interested in, and we'll try to get you on as we hustle our way through all of the various items on the countdown. Number one, the debate this past week and where the GOP is when it comes to running for the presidency. Number two, what Iran is doing in terms of nuclear power. Number three, that influences exactly what you're paying for gas. Number four is where we are right now, and that's what's going on in Afghanistan. When the heck are we going to get out of there has been the talk discussion. Host Jack Harris and Corey Dillon with one of their listeners whose son is serving in Afghanistan.
As I understand, you have heard from your son, right?
I have, correct. Believe it or not, through the only way I can hear from him is through inboxing on Facebook.
Really?
Hmm. Yes. We are able to Skype once in a while, but I don't think that will happen for a while. I did get a message that he was okay. I first heard about this. I purposely don't watch the news anymore since he's been over there. It's a little frightening.
Right.
Yes.
I got a text yesterday from one of his friends asking me if I had seen the news, and that my heart sank. And I went online to CNN, and then I saw it. So I guess things there aren't very good.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have running water. They're in all sorts of drills and lockdowns. There's not a lot of sleep. Electricity scares. Nothing's coming in or going out of the base right now because they can't get supplies to them. So what they have has to last. So it's very frightening as a mom because I can't get to him, and it's not just my child that's over there. There's lots of people that are over there. So.
Undoubtedly. And the good news is the fact is they are aware of the imminent danger of having all these protesters out here and being such a rich target environment for the Taliban at this point.
What can you tell us, if anything, about what he said about what happened?
Well, my understanding is I did not know that there's a prison on base.
Mm-hmm.
I was not aware of that. And I guess some of the prisoners were using the Quran to get messages back and forth to each other.
Yeah.
So a decision was made to take those articles away. And the only thing my son did say was, unfortunately, the actions of a few have caused could cause harm to a lot. They're going back and forth with this as to who gave the order to burn it. They're saying NATO did. NATO's saying they had nothing to do with it. So there's a lot of internal commotion that's going on. And like you said, there are natives who work on that base, and they saw that, and they went back and spread it, and it has just caused a mass riot there.
All right. So that's a caller talking about the troops being under criticism over the accidental burning of those copies of the Quran. The real story behind the story, a lot of people jump to conclusions, and I think depending on how you heard this story, the question came of how would they get involved in something so foolish, and the president's apologizing and all this other nonsense. The idea was that if the Quran is defiled, according to their own rules, the book is supposed to be burned, and the notes back and forth in the Quran the prisoners sent each other were the reason that they were burned in the first place. So a lot of stuff that was talked about earlier in the week, misinformation, not enough information, it becomes more clear as you get here to the balance of the story at the end of the week. 800-510-8255. Comments on these various stories as we move quickly through them. The topics that have hit the top of the charts, if you will. Number five, what's going on in Syria? From CNN, a couple of people, including Christiane Amanpour, on the air talking about Marie Colvin, the journalist who was killed in Syria.
You spent some time with her on various assignments over the last several decades.
That's right, Hala. We shared some of the same trenches over the last couple of decades. And Marie, as we've all known, as has been reported very, very frequently today, was really indomitable. She had this incredible passion to do the right thing, to do what this extreme profession demands, and that is to report the truth and to humanize these terrible conflicts and these terrible wars, really epitomize what she strongly believed in and what she gave her life for, because she did give her life simply to tell the truth and to be there and to bear witness. And that is the most important thing, particularly when these crises are unfolding in darkness. We need some more light.
All right. I'm not going to comment on that. 800-510-8255. You can if you want. Christiane Amanpour and her over-the-top style has been the reason that she got moved, fired by ABC and back on CNN. It's just over. Like, these people were some kind of god. Now, it's sad that that woman was killed. You got to wonder why she was in harm's way in the first place. Although, those say, well, you're always saying that they don't get the story and they don't have the news. It's a spin that gets put on things, and I'll leave it at that. 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Follow us on Facebook and on Twitter. Number six on the countdown this week, moving toward the 10th story, 10th from number 1 to number 10. Get them all in this hour. Here's radio host John Sanchez talking about the problems that he has with the president's new corporate tax reform plan.
Obama lays out this plan that we will discuss to reduce the corporate tax rate from 35% to 28% for manufacturing businesses. In other words, big business. You and I can't go out and start a factory. We can't go build tractors like John Deere or Deere & Company, like Caterpillar. No, we can't do that. But once again, this administration loves to drive the wedge. Whether we're talking the rich versus the poor, now big business versus small business. Just one time, I would love to read the headline that says incentives, tax incentives for the small business owner. He hates the banks. He hates the big business of Wall Street. But he's got on this kick. He loves manufacturing. Have you noticed how many speeches he does at manufacturing facilities around the country? Why? This ploy is nothing more than a vote-getting ploy, vote-getting announcement, because most of the big manufacturing in this country, guess what? Employs union workers. Mm-hmm. No one's telling you that, are they? So he wants to give some nice breaks to those big businesses. Even though those big businesses may sound like on the surface that they create a lot of jobs. Well, again, 90% of jobs in this country are created by the mom-and-pop operations, the ones that work 15, 16, 17 hours a day, 6, 7 days a week. But there's no break for them, is there? I've never got a subsidy in the mail. I've never received any break. Nothing. All you hardworking doctors and attorneys and CPAs and whatever business you may be in, construction owners, you haven't received any break since the recession of 2008, have you? No, you've sacrificed. You've kept your business doors open with blood, sweat, and tears, not because of any assistance by this administration. So instead of coming out and saying, you know what, let's help out the small business owner. To heck with the large manufacturers, which would be the right thing for an economic recovery program, he's going after the votes.
Can't say that I disagree with that fellow, John Sanchez. The problem he has with the president's tax reform plan is that it doesn't get to those who are creating the jobs, and that is accurate. The small business people, why isn't there help with loans? Why isn't there help with all kinds of incentives to build your business? Now we're going to take care of the big guys that don't need to be taken care of. He's so shallow or so transparent what's going on. Why don't more of you understand that the people who like Obama, he is just trying to take care of the union guys. This is pretty cool. Let's take care of the people who take care of me. I guess that's human nature, but it doesn't make you a good president. 800-510-8255. Number 7 on the countdown this week, the bailout in Greece. Here's host Bill Handel and Gary Hoffman talking about the $170 billion bailout of Greece.
The only thing that's fun, I don't know if you've been watching television, I have, are the riots in Greece just keep on going. They're going to be taking a lot of this $170 billion and using it on riot police.
Well, who's rioting?
The peoples.
About
the austerity program.
There's going to be austerity programs?
Yes. Well, there are already huge austerity programs. I mean, taxes have gone up. It is not easy, and it is getting tougher because they finally woke up and smelled the hummus. And it is not pretty. They realize, what is it, a third of the entire population works for government? I mean, that's a lot of people. So no one pays taxes. Everybody cheats because the taxes are so high. Everybody's on the dole. The pensions are great. The holidays, they had 4 months of holidays or whatever the hell they do. And they kept on doing this on borrowed money.
Is now a good time to visit Greece?
Yeah. Yeah. Cheap. Exciting as you start running away from riot police.
I was thinking more relaxing. I don't know if I
not very relaxing. No. Well, you know, it depends. You go to the beaches. The resort areas. No one is out there. It's the people that are in downtown Greece that are going crazy.
800-510-8255. It does seem that we. I don't think there's any of our money involved in that, but. The idea that 30% of the people in the country work for the government, nobody pays any taxes, what country can you think of first? Quick, name a country that's headed in that direction. 16 before the hour on the countdown.
Wow, we have so much we have to do around the house.
Awesome. A reason to go to the Tool Mega Sale at Sears this week.
Fix the car.
Up to 50% off all Craftsman Mechanics tool sets. Check.
And the garage is a mess.
Up to 50% off Craftsman tool storage. Booyah!
And the faucet is... Honey, are you okay?
I'm just so excited.
Tackle your to-do list at the Tool Mega Sale starting this Friday only at Sears. Hundreds of Craftsman tools on sale in one place. Craftsman, trust in your hands. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
In honor of Black History Month, Macy's and the Romare Bearden Foundation celebrate the 100th birthday of the African-American artist, innovator, and visionary, Romare Bearden. Join us at select Macy's locations nationwide for inspiring events that showcase his artwork and celebrate his legacy. Check your local newspapers or visit Macy's.com/celebrate for locations and details. Join us as we celebrate Black History Month. That's the magic of Macy's.
As Americans, we must never turn our backs to the men and women serving in our armed forces. We at the Purple Heart know firsthand that there is more to war than bombs and bullets. The Military Order of the Purple Heart Service Foundation, as combat wounded Purple Heart recipients, are truly veterans helping veterans, their families, and the community. Through your support and donations, the Purple Heart Service Foundation can provide programs that assist our veterans, their widows, and orphans. You can donate vehicles and other household items so the Purple Heart Service Foundation can assist combat wounded and and disabled veterans and their families. Call today at 800-293-1343. Your tax-deductible donation also supports programs that help our soldiers returning from Iraq and Afghanistan. That's 800-293-1343 or purpleheartcars.org. Show your pride in America. The Military Order of the Purple Heart Service Foundation is leading the way for disabled veterans and their families. Call 1-800-293-1343 or purpleheartcars.org.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Corporal Lou Sardina, U.S. Army 5th Regimental Combat Team.
20 infantrymen of the Nova Day will tell you, this is the bad stuff. Because now you've got to go into the skirmish line. And you're fighting just like you did in the Civil War. You set up a skirmish line and you go up and you start shooting from the hip. And the machine gunners are set up so that they go over your head. When you're going up the hill, as soon as you get too close, the machine gunners now have to stop or they'll shoot you. So now it's between you and the enemy. When you're in the skirmish line, when you start to take those hills, you're not more than, 15, 20 yards. And now you're going after them. This is it. This is combat.
See more hero stories at koreanwar.defense.gov.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. Since 1995, we've been a proud sponsor of the March of Dimes March for Babies. March for Babies gives our company an opportunity to support families and our community. Together, we can take steps to help moms and babies around the country. Join us and the 20,000 other companies who are walking together for stronger, healthier babies. Start your team at marchforbabies.org.
You're listening to the weekly review of the hot hits, the top 10, and we're now at number 8, the U.S. Supreme Court hearing arguments in a California case related to whether free speech rights protect somebody who lied. Yeah. Okay, let's figure this out by listening to radio host Mark Williams.
Here's an example of the stolen valor problem that we had. There was a Texas A&M administrator just a couple of years ago who was nailed for not just lying about being a Navy SEAL, but about having a degree from Tufts, and it turns out he had neither SEAL experience or a degree, and it was a $300,000 job. He had to step down. In this case, it's before the Supreme Court. Should it be a crime to just say you're a war hero without profiting on it? James, what do you think?
Well, this is just a sign that our morals are going down the tubes if we let people, get away with lying. And another thing, the President of the United States would be in jail right now if it was illegal for lying.
I would dare say that Washington would be a large vacant city, something like the day after the apocalypse. Nick, you're up. How are you?
Hey, I do believe if you go into the Supreme Court and you're under oath not to lie, then you shouldn't lie. However, I do feel if you're out on the street and you're talking to people about it, it's your right to say whatever you want, whether it's true or not. I mean, within limits, you can't, commit treason and tell government secrets. But right to free speech definitely says, you have a right to free speech. You can say what you want.
So you have a right. What if you try to use it to profit? I mean, should that be allowed, or should that be a separate crime? I mean, for example, this Alexander Chemos from Texas A&M a couple of years ago scored a $300,000 job partly because of the lie. What's the crime there, the lie or getting the job?
I think, to be honest, it's the responsibility of the company to find out whether you're lying or not. If you can lie to a company like that and you get a $300,000 job, then good for you.
All right, that's kind of interesting. So where is truth and what is truth? Chief Justice John Roberts asked the Solicitor General, where do you stop? Where there's so many things that people know about themselves that are objectively verifiable, what needs to be protected? It's something that goes on a lot because a lot of people don't tell the truth. Is this something that needs to be straightened out? Well, we'll find out. The Supreme Court
is going to, they've heard the argument, so sue the decision. It's 51 past the hour. More on Whitney Houston coming up.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit, delivered to your door for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJack.com. Be sure to spell FlowJack.com or call 855-4-FLOWJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Before we get to number nine, Whitney Houston, and the aftermath of her death, let's go back to the Stolen Valor Act just for a second. Anecdotally, here's a story that you may remember from 1988, where Hustler magazine sued Jerry Falwell, and the First Amendment was on trial. The Supreme Court overturned a $200,000 award that Jerry Falwell, who was the leader of the Moral Majority, remember that, had won against Hustler magazine and Larry Flint, the publisher. I remember all of the hustle and bustle, Duke of Ronge, they call him. Hustler had run an ad parody of Falwell's first sexual experience. You remember he was disgraced because he'd hired prostitutes, et cetera, et cetera. So this is also, the First Amendment has been under attack and under scrutiny pretty much for the entire life of our Constitution. And those discussions are healthy, I think, under the circumstances. So that's a little more, as I said, anecdotal information. There also is a little info, a little input from Grady, who's in Alaska on all of this. Grady, do you understand what the issues are?
Yes, well, I've seen the news report about the guy claimed he'd done this, he'd done that. He also received a Congressional Medal of Honor and all that kind of stuff. As a veteran myself, I had 24-year veteran, combat veteran, the part associated with this combat, I mean with the Medal of Honor, it should carry a 10-year jail sentence and about a $10,000 or $20,000 fine. You got guys who really earned that medal who still got body parts in Vietnam and in Normandy and all these places who really and truly earned the Congressional Medal of Honor. And to me, it has absolutely nothing to do with free speech, same as burning the flag. To me, those things have nothing whatsoever to do with free speech.
Well, but you have it or you don't have it. I understand the passion that you have for it, but you either can say whether it's right or wrong or not. And that's why they're going to scrutinize. It'll be interesting to see how this turns out. Thanks for your call. Number nine, Whitney Houston and the aftermath of her passing. Here's Joan Hamburg talking about the National Enquirer featuring a picture of Whitney in her coffin.
Someone
And it had to be a family member or an extended family member took a picture at the family private viewing and gave this photograph of Whitney Houston's corpse in her casket to National Enquirer. I found this really disturbing. And as the Washington Post said, you know what? A line has been crossed here. Jezebel, that's the website, called it morbid. The Daily Caller said running an image of Whitney Houston's lifeless body of the cover, on the cover, is par for the course for the National Observer. It is a little much. Now, who knows how that happened? The family is willing to swear that the funeral home did not do this. The headlines of the National Enquirer are an effort to have all the readers buy the paper with the promise that they're going to be inside Whitney's private funeral.
All right, so there's Joan Hamburg on the impropriety of the Enquirer getting that picture. The ladies on The View talked to Dr. Oz about the toxicology rumors surrounding Houston's death.
There was an unofficial report yesterday that she had Xanax, Valium, and alcohol in her body. And the uproar, especially from doctors, about prescribing too much of this drug. How are these drugs, doctors doing that? How much of a problem is it?
We have a big problem in America with medications that are being not taken seriously. If I can broaden the discussion, you know, sure. The loss of Whitney, of course, a huge one for all of us. But we are all putting our lives at risk when we don't realize that things that are strong enough to protect us and help us, like anti-anxiety medications, mm-hmm. but also cough suppressants, antihistamines, there are lots of products you can put in that category. You know, they have warning labels for a reason. And if they're strong enough to help us, they're strong enough to hurt us.
Do you blame the doctors?
I don't know anything about the case. None of us really do. And it's easy to point fingers, but there are things we can do for ourselves. So I always try to take these issues and try to figure out if there are things we can all take out of these horrible losses.
Wait, they give you a whole list of things.
Let me make it simple.
Yeah.
You're right. The lists actually are not a service because it's a laundry list. No one's going to read through that. But let's make it easy about alcohol and these medications. And again, I'm not just talking about Xanax and Valium. I'm talking about cough suppressants. I'm talking about simple things you buy over the counter. If you have a glass of alcohol, it needs to be an hour and a half away from any other medication you take in that category. And that's not a lot to ask. An hour and a half separation between alcohol. Listen, if you can't drive a car with the alcohol you just have, why would you want to take a potentially life-threatening you just have? Why would you want to take a potentially life-threatening medication that could suppress deep in your brain your desire to breathe?
All right, Dr. Oz, thank you. NBA and the beginning of the baseball season, number 10, Sports Talk Radio. That encapsulates the hot hits of talk radio for this.